Hi there. The word for you today is on searching for significance. Paul writes in Romans 8 verse 18, "The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." When Viktor Frankl was sent to Auschwitz, he'd been researching a book on finding life's meaning. But when his clothes were suddenly taken from him, including the manuscript he'd hidden in his coat lining, he became so despondent that he questioned whether his life even had any meaning at all. Then something happened. The Nazis gave him the rags of an inmate who'd just been sent to the gas chamber. And in the pocket, Frankl found a page containing a Jewish prayer. It's actually a scripture from Deuteronomy 6 verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." How should I interpret such a coincidence? He asked himself, other than to live my thoughts instead of merely putting them on paper. Later, Frankl wrote, and I quote, "Nothing in the world will so effectively help you to survive as the knowledge that there is a purpose to your life. He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." Think about it. Charles Dickens was lame. So was Handel. Homer was blind. Plato was a hunchback. Sir Walter Scott was paralyzed. The Apostle Paul spent all but 7 years of his ministry behind bars in a prison. Question: what gave each of these people the stamina to overcome their circumstances? Answer: purpose. Each of them had a dream fueled by a fire within that could not be extinguished. In other words, they had a why that was bigger than every how. Do you?